Or kid in the film. So he was there. And from out of nowhere, you picked Best Animated Feature, Flo, which looks good. There's no dialogue in the movie from what I understand. And I want to see that movie now. But you picked it out of all the big movies on there, like Wild Robot and Inside Out 2. You picked Flo, and you were right. I ignore you at my own peril. I have to.
That's right. Who'd have thought this small Latvian film that was, you know, it went up against Inside Out, The Wild Robot, all these big budget pictures, and here it wins. The movie was so, they didn't have much budget. It was so efficient, it doesn't have any deleted scenes, because everything they did had to be put into the picture, and they had to be very deliberate, and it was just fun watching the little engine that could, these little underdogs up on stage that night. So great story there.
Okay, two new movies out again. We have Mickey 17, and we also have Rule Breakers from Angel Studios opening up this weekend. Hey, Brett, we'll do it again next Friday. How's that?
Well, great. We'll see everyone at the movies. Have a great weekend.
You too, Brett. Thank you very much. All right, it's 8:01. Let's check news. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's brushing off concerns about a big sell-off on Wall Street after he pushed the pause button again on 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico.
Nothing to do with the market. I'm not even looking at the market, because long-term, the United States will be very strong with what's happening here.
Despite the new reprieve, Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he'll slap a 25% tariff on power the province feeds to Minnesota, Michigan, and New York.
That's the last thing I want to do, but he has to understand that he can't attack our country economically and expect us to roll over. And there's one person to be blamed, and that's President Trump.
Tariffs against China are still in place. CBS's Anna Corrin from the Capitol.
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi addressed the media today, vowing that Beijing will, quote, resolutely counter U.S. tariffs. The foreign minister, without mentioning the U.S. president by name, made a point of America's lack of sincerity in its behavior towards China.
The Labor Department releases new monthly jobs numbers in half an hour, but CBS's Jill Schlesinger says it won't paint the whole picture.
The February report is not going to incorporate all of the actions taken by the federal government, including the hiring freeze, the buyout offer, and those layoffs of probationary federal workers.
President Trump now calling for a more precise approach to cutting the federal workforce, led by cabinet secretaries, not Elon Musk. A top Hamas official has spoken to CBS's Deborah Pata about talks to extend the ceasefire in Gaza.
Senior Hamas official Mashir al-Masri says they have no intention of leaving. While they don't want to rule Gaza after the war, they will not disarm, he said, until there is a Palestinian state. Hamas is a legitimate resistance movement, he said, and we won't abandon our weapons.
In Paris, police directing passengers after train service to London and Brussels was suspended following the discovery of a huge unexploded World War II-era bomb nearby. The BBC's Hugh Schofield.
We've got to assume it's going to be well into the afternoon before this bomb is disposed of. So the situation inside the train station is not one of panic, just one of resignation. There aren't huge crowds. There's just a lot of disgruntled-looking people shuffling away. The metro's running, so a lot of people getting off on the metro.
New music from Lady Gaga. She returns to her dance floor roots in her seventh studio album, Mayhem. Billboard calls it a bold, daring piece of pop anarchism. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old Racine County boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide. Reed Galinsky was in court yesterday for the first time after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. Prosecutors claim there was medication involved and that he was inspired by a Menendez Brothers documentary. Bail was set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha fire crews battled a blaze at an empty building on 13th Court late last night and into the morning. Online records indicate the place used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Racine fire crews were called to three different structure fires within a 24-hour period this week. Each had a different cause and no injuries were reported. The incidents included a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, careless smoking on Washington Avenue, and an electrical issue on Grand. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan are holding a rally at UW Parkside in Kenosha tonight. It's part of what Sanders calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event starts at around 6. The State Patrol is conducting special enforcement efforts in Walworth County today. The operation with local law enforcement uses crash data to determine areas for enhanced enforcement efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks getting ready to host the Orlando Magic tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Bucks have won 4 in a row, 8 of their last 10 games, averaging over 114 points a night. College basketball gets started tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at Fiserv Forum as Marquette hosts number 6 ranked St. John's. It's senior day for the Golden Eagles for players like Stevie Mitchell, David Copland, and Cam Jones. The Badgers taking on Penn State at noon tomorrow in Madison. Baseball, the Brewers blanked the A's 10-0 in Arizona. Starter Jacob Mizorowski looked sharp in his 3 innings of work. The Brewers ranked 24th this year in payroll. Can they still win the division again?
Of course we can. We have in the past, and we can again. But we got to take care of our house. We can't worry about what they're doing. We got to take care of our house, and we got to play a certain way. We have to be uncommon, you know, and that fits.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Do you want to start taking the kids places? You know, take them on trips. We went to an indoor water park a few months ago. You ever do that? Roll the dice on hepatitis? Just kind of... Some people take their kids to swim with dolphins. How about Band-Aids? You guys want to swim with Band-Aids? We have the place for you. Indoor water. You like the sound of kids screaming in an echo chamber, 90% humidity? Surrounded by people who should have their shirts on? Well, then a water park is for you. Now the kids, like, they're meeting other kids on vacations. You know, they like make fast friends. They're like, I'm hanging out with David. And they're like, this is David. Can I go in the hot tub with David and his mom? Can I go in there? It's like, will you hang on a second? Let me see David's mom. Let me merge. That's her over there? No. No, you're not going. Come on. Come on. This is a family time. Come on.
Girl, you really got me now. You got
those are the kinks. You really got me. It's 810, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. 31-year-old woman in Louisiana has been accused of using her 73-year-old aunt's debit card to make 136 purchases from DoorDash, $12,000 worth of food from DoorDash. Whoa. Now she's being held on an $18 million bond eating jail food. It's 810, WRJN. Hope she likes it. CCR, Proud Mary, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, AM 1400 everywhere.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning.
To Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Oh,
Sam and Dave, Soul Man, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Maybe an inch of snow. That's in our forecast today. I don't think it's going to be on the streets an inch because it's too warm for that. But they say maybe on the lawn. We'll see what happens. Maybe an inch of snow. Highs near 35. It's going to snow starting around 9 o'clock. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 24. Sunny and gorgeous this weekend. Sunny 44 on Saturday. Sunny 49 near 50 on Sunday. Right now it's cloudy, 35 degrees right here at Radio Park. What could possibly go wrong here? The CEO of Ford says they're not working on fully autonomous cars anymore. Instead, they're focusing on eyes-off-the-road features that will let you play on your phone, even sleep while driving on the highways. Obviously, they're going to have to prove it's safe before any laws would allow people to do that, sleep in their car while driving. It's worth noting there are a few out there that already do this in their Teslas. It's not legal, nor is it safe. Why would you want to invent a car where you can sleep while it's driving? Why would you even want to do something like that? It sounds so dangerous. Hey, 8:17, local news, timeless hits. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219.
the Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
The Everly Brothers, Bye Bye Love. It's 8:24. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You ever wonder if we'd be better off without all these modern inventions? 64% of Americans say the invention of the internet was a good thing for humanity. 62% say the same thing about smartphones, but just 38% are willing to say the same thing about social media. You know, if you're my age, you got along in life without any of those things, and I did fine. But I got to tell you something. It did make life easier for me, the internet, especially here in this job. I mean, I look at the way this whole radio industry is working. I don't think it could be this way without the internet. I mean, there's so many things, and it was tougher to work in radio. I didn't realize it at the time, but it is now. I could never go back to the way it was. So yeah, I kind of agree with that. It's 8:25. We're looking for some snow. I couldn't get it out of my mouth. Snow, maybe an inch today. Highs near 35. Partly cloudy, 24 the low tonight. We'll be in the 40s with sunshine over the weekend. Right now, cloudy and 35 at Radio Park.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now.
when the one that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Local news, Tamla sits here at WRJ. And some good people news. This 8-year-old kid in Arkansas named Kazen Hunter found out his favorite waiter at Waffle House was struggling living in a motel. So this 8-year-old kid, 8 years old, that's what, first, second grade, started the GoFundMe and now raised $100,000 for his favorite waiter at Waffle House. 8 years old doing that stuff. Isn't that great? 8:30 on the nose. Let's see what's going on right now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 15-year-old Racine County boy accused of killing his mother has been charged as an adult. Reed Galinsky is charged with first-degree intentional homicide after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. According to prosecutors, the teen was inspired by a documentary about the Menendez brothers and admitted to hitting his mother with a dumbbell before stabbing her. Galinsky appeared in court yesterday with bond set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine Fire Department faced a challenging 24-hour period this week. The first of three structure fires was called in Wednesday night, each fire with a different cause and no injuries. The first incident, a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, resulted in $67,000 worth of damages and claimed the life of a pet. The second fire on Washington Avenue was apparently caused by careless cigarette disposal. The final fire yesterday afternoon on Grand Avenue was caused by an electrical component failure. Again, no injuries to residents or firefighters reported in any of those incidents. Sitting with style still isn't happening.
First District Congressman Brian Stiles says he's staying accessible to constituents, but gave no indication of scheduling another in-person town hall. In communication with the Janesville Gazette, Stiles said he didn't have anything upcoming, but did point to in-person town halls held in January. The lack of interaction comes after GOP leadership allegedly advised members against holding in-person events. Watch out in Walworth County today. The State Patrol is out with a special enforcement working with local police. They'll be looking for speeding and reckless driving. The operation uses crash data to determine where the enforcement effort is enhanced. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
A little advice. Do not go on the internet and try and save money on your flights. Cheap for a reason. I get there, there's not even a name on the plane. It's just a guy in goggles. Let's go this way. Every time, mechanical problems. And they're so dumb that they tell you exactly what's wrong. They're not like the big guys, you know? They're very professional. They have a problem, very discreet. We're having mechanical difficulties, everybody, but just sit tight. Gonna get this problem fixed, get you to your destination as quickly, but more importantly, safely as possible. I'm on this spare line. We're on the runway, about to take off. Good thing we didn't take off. The left engine isn't working. We're going to try and get fuel from the right engine to left engine. So if everybody could just lean to left.
switch.
You're still the one.
And I wouldn't switch.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Still the one, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. This might be a good idea. This, if you're on an airplane and you want to sleep, or you're somewhere where you want to take a sleep and somebody's yakking your ear off, a TikToker came up with a great way to get that sleep. Like on an airplane or in a hotel or something where there's a lot of noisy people around. She says she asks them to be quiet because she has to wake up early for a funeral the next day. Say that. It works like magic. People stop bothering you and they lower the noise. When they hear the word funeral, they're, oh, okay, I'll be quiet. I love it. I got to use that all the time. Here come the Mamas and the Papas at WRJN.
Understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hands.
Tammy James of the Shondells. I think we're alone now. Local news, timeless hits, WRJM. How much time would it take you to look better? A study found the average, I don't think there's enough time in the world to get me to look better. A study found the average person spends almost 4 hours a day on their appearance. That's just not just time getting ready in the morning. The categories included makeup and cosmetics, hygiene, hair grooming, clothing, following a specific diet, and exercising in order to look better. I don't think anything like that can help me look better. I am what I am. As Popeye said, I am what I am. All what I am. I think this is it, folks. You know, I have the same hairstyle I did since my first haircut when I was a toddler. My hair grows. This is the way it grows. I mean, you can't push it any other way. People say, well, do you ever try another hairstyle? Look at my pictures from kindergarten on up. I look the same. Nothing's changed. Because I can't change my appearance. 844 WRGN, some snow may be starting. We have a high near 35 today, partly cloudy, lows 24 tonight. Sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday, 44 the high tomorrow, and 49 the high on Sunday. Right now it's 35 and cloudy right here at Radio Park.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound.
Folk group, Peter, Paul, and Mary. I dig rock and roll music. 8:46, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Mike Clemens is going to talk sports with us in a couple of minutes. Got a feel-good story here. A cemetery in Iowa, used to have two geese named Bud and Blossom, a male and female that were mates. Sadly, Bud passed away and Blossom hadn't been the same since. Now, the good news in the story is it's got a happy ending. The cemetery recently posted a personal ad looking for a male goose to keep her company. It said, lonely, widowed, domestic goose seeks life partner for companionship and occasional shenanigans. And someone with a goose named Frankie came forward. He had also lost his mate. So they brought them together in the cemetery on Valentine's Day. Now, Blossom and Frankie are inseparable. What a great love story right in front of our eyes, huh?
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la di da, la di da. So hot and fine.
you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. We used to sing.
That's Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Right now, I've got Mike Clemens, the sports guy, and he's here to talk about all things sports, but we're going to concentrate on Marquette. Let's talk about Marquette, Mike.
Yeah, Marquette is senior day is tomorrow. So the seems these basketball regular seasons are wrapping up. Now they've kind of struggled lately. They've lost like three of their last seven games, and there were games on the road, like to Creighton. Villanova should have won that one. They lost to UConn, the defending champs, the other night. It was kind of a weird night too. Right at the start of the game, Shaka Smart, the head coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles, said they came to him and said, we've got a leak in the roof here at the Pavilion in Connecticut. You know, they had that weather in New England this past week. And they came to him and said, we might have to cancel this thing. He said, he went to Dan Hurley, the head coach of UConn, and said, Dan, I'll play at the practice court across the street. We didn't come all this way to have the game canceled because of a leaky roof. So it was a 22-minute delay, but they figured out how to fix the leak, and they got the game going and got that water off the court. So tomorrow, they're going to host number 6th-ranked St. John's. And last night, Don, I turned on the NBC, and the Tonight Show came on from New York with Jimmy Fallon. He opened with a sing-along fight song with the kids on the men's basketball team from St. John's, a Red Storm, the St. John's Red Storm. And it's like, oh, wow. You know, New York is really excited because they've got this number 6-ranked team. They're really behind them. Jimmy Fallon is. And since Shaka Smart said the other day that, Saturday's our senior day, saying goodbye to our seniors, I looked on their website, and there's this story. Did you know that Al McGuire played for St. John's?
Well, here's something else you didn't know. The first station I ever worked at, back in 1972, was the voice of St. John's University.
Really?
We did all their games, yep.
You carried all those games, yeah. So Al McGuire was a player for St. John's from 1948 to 1951. And then, of course, he moves to Milwaukee and coaches Marquette, takes him to the national championship in 77, and then steps down and, you know, becomes the longtime broadcaster for NBC. So that's what's on the line tomorrow, 11 a.m., at Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee. A lot of drama and excitement with that basketball game.
Now, you mentioned the leak on the court. What's the most famous leak in Milwaukee? Can you remember?
Oh, when they opened up Miller Park.
That's it. The All-Star game. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pouring inside the stadium.
Yeah, well, we're getting used to it now. It just happens. You know, I think fans realize, there's certain spots in the concourse where you might get a little shower.
Okay, so we got Brewers. I hate that. Wow, I can't believe we're saying this. Brewers baseball, the preseason has opened up. And how the Brewers doing so far? I see they beat the A's 10-0. Wow.
Yeah. And there's this Jacob, the Miz, they call him. The Miz. He throws a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Jacob Mizorowski, he had another really good performance last night, first three innings, so they're encouraged by that. So, Brewers had some more setbacks with a couple of their left-handers with some injuries. They signed Jose Quintana, a veteran this week, 36 years old, after a couple of years with the Yankees, to try and fill that in their bullpen. But, Pat Murphy, he goes, hey, and even if we're ranked 24th in payroll, these guys understand it. We're a young team. Guys get opportunities. We got a great scouting department. I still think we could compete for the division again.
Here's two little items I have for you here.
All right.
A study looked into tweets by sports fans and found out that the sport with the angriest fans is, what would you think it would be?
NFL?
Golf.
No. Oh, my God.
What could you get angry about in that game? Where's the anger come from in golf?
Well, I didn't know this. I was at a meeting a couple weeks ago. I didn't know that there's these groups of people with lots of money that get to these clubs where they bet on golf. And it's like almost like fantasy football.
Really?
And, Yeah, they you get into a little certain group and you bet on, you know, on you know, Rory McIlroy. They think he's going to win the Masters, and they pool their money. We're talking like $15,000. This is some people I know that are out in Waukesha. They go to this one little bar. They got like a little private section, and so there's maybe 100 people and lots of, you know, all the beer and food you can eat, whatever. But they're putting in serious money in this betting pool on certain golfers, like for something like the Masters or the U.S. Open. So, yeah, there's some people that are betting on golfers, apparently. And that'll create anger if you lose.
And by the way, the happiest tweets are for which sport? What would you think?
Baseball.
Boxing. Boxing fans are the happiest.
And really?
Soccer fans are runners-up for both the angriest and the happiest. Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed boxing, man.
But here's my favorite one. I told you before we went on the air. Terry Bradshaw checked into a hospital incognito. A lot of big celebrities do that. For elbow surgery.
Was this back in the day?
Well, here's the fake name he used. He chose Tom Brady. Now, you would say, well, that's nasty, using Tom Brady's name. This was back in 1983. Tom Brady at the time was 6 years old.
Oh, so he just picked that name out of the air?
I know. What are the chances?
That's funny.
And so he used that name. Okay, so what are we looking for this week? Anything big on the horizon here we should be watching out for?
Tomorrow at noon. You know, they're at home against Penn State, and, you know, we're looking for all these teams now are, you know, coming down the stretch and looking for good seeding and all that. And I'm keeping an eye on the Packers because free agency is going to start next week, and we want to see if, in fact, they're going to bring in a guy like Davante Adams at wide receiver or what. I think they're going to bring in offensive linemen because they need some help backing up an offensive line.
All right, a lot going on. Mike's keeping an eye on it for us. He also has the sports reports every hour for us all morning long and during the day as well. But right here in the morning, you can catch up on the latest sports when you wake up in the morning. Thank you, Mike. Stay well,
yeah,
my friend.
When I sign in to get a vasectomy, I'm going in as Don Rosen, so just so you know.
Please. No. They're going to say, gee, I didn't know that, Don. Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye. Mike Clemens watching everything for his sports here at Civic Media. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you again next Monday morning. Have a great weekend. Keep it safe. Coming up next, Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. Kurt Vollman is coming your way at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Chris Morrow for some evening music for you. It's all happening here at WRJN. Have a great weekend, all right? Keep it safe. Right now, it's exactly 9 o'clock. Let's do it.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. U.S. employers added a solid 151,000 jobs last month, but the outlook is murky as President Trump threatens a trade war, purges the federal workforce, and promises to deport millions of immigrants. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Government jobs were down by 10,000, but this is clearly just the tip of the iceberg. The cuts of more than 200,000 federal workers will be seen in the subsequent reports, not this February report.
The unemployment rate was up a touch from 4% to 4.1. President Trump has issued a new one-month reprieve for tariffs on Mexico and Canada, but no such luck for China. CBS's Anna Corrin is in Beijing.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs